A growing awareness, authors have entitled our lesson. One of the true great professions that God has given all his children is that of being a disciple, because disciple is simply a follower and learner of Christ, a servant of Christ, trying to develop other servants of Christ to share the love of Christ. That sounds like a vision statement for the Resurrection Baptist Church. The issue is that it's sad to report that many folk are so focused on trying to get them folk, those folk that are out there to know Christ, that we miss us folk that are right here. One of the real tragedies is to get saved, profess Christ, and then live an ignorant life. Oh, yeah, I said it. You have got to know the Word of God, because if you don't know the Word of God, hear me, Armand, if you don't know the Word of God, people will use you. Let me show you. The last thing that the devil wants is for you to study God's word. Because he's in quite a dilemma. He can't do anything with you. Because once you are saved, you are always saved. Now, that's not my judgment. You see, Marie, that ain't me laying down on there. That's what God says. But only God knows who's saved. But once you are, you're in. The devil can't do nothing with you except one thing: make a fool out of you. He does not want you to spend any time with God, because he knows the more time you spend with God, the less he can fool with you. Y'all got to get this. Go on, sing your songs. Do your plays. Beat your tambourines. Play your bass guitars and your drums and your pianos and Hammond B3 organs. Go on and do that. Just don't study the word. Because once you start studying this word, he can't play games with you. Amen. You can truly say, "Get thee behind me, Satan," when you know the word. Amen. But you don't know to tell him to get behind you if you don't know what's in front of you.
All right.
Yeah, y'all still not with me this morning. See, because the rock told me to tell the other campus the way that you told us, that Paul was writing to a church just like us.
All right.
And he says, "I established this church. Yeah. I taught you guys. I've sent preacher after preacher. I sent Timothy there. I sent Silas there. We stayed there. I understand your persecution. I've seen the fruit of your labor. But now they tell me that some jackleg, somebody who got a fresh revelation, is going to come in your midst and tell you something that I know I told you better." Y'all know I'm in this Bible. Y'all know y'all read the lesson today. Y'all know that Paul wrote this church at Thessalonica because there was an issue about, an error that needed to be corrected. And it is incumbent upon everybody who calls themselves saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost to correct error when you see it. Don't be a part of the problem, be a part of the solution. The solution is know the Word of God, study the Word of God, apply the Word of God, and use the Word of God as a sword as it was designed. Maybe y'all need a little reading to get me, to get Paul's urgency here. Paul writes to his church, and here's what he says, verse 1 and 2. I encourage you, don't read this thing too fast. Don't jump in here with both feet. He says, I urge you that you give careful consideration to what I'm about to say to you, so that you will not be troubled, so that you will not be worried, so you will not be confused about the coming of Jesus Christ, so that you will not be confused and troubled about basic Christian teaching. See, the issue is most folk want to study cults, but they don't know basic doctrine. If given a choice, they would rather have Harry 105 before basic doctrine. But the issue is that if you don't know what the truth is, how will you know what a cult is? Because the tools that are necessary for discovering and recognizing cults is to know, first of all, the truth. Paul says, somebody has been telling you something that is incorrect. And I'm just bold enough. I'm just crazy enough. I'm concerned enough to write you a letter and tell you, don't you believe them, folks? Don't you believe anything that is not in your B-I-B-L-E. You've been taught basic doctrine. You went through the process. You knew how to handle the scripture. You know what scripture twisting is. And you're going to believe these rascals? It'll trouble you if you hear some things and you don't know the truth. The biggest defense against slander, and that's what it is when people tell lies on God, is the truth. And God says in his word that he's truth, that he's the light, and therefore he is life. Paul says here, I don't care if they come by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us. See, there was a problem in verse 2. These folk, these hypocrites, these false doctrine teachers had become so bold, they even wrote a letter and forged Paul's, a forged letter saying that this is from Paul. That the time is at hand. Oh, Jesus is already come back. Y'all done missed the boat. Y'all didn't get that. Because you didn't let it. Last week, 2 weeks ago, I told you. Paul told them what's going to happen. When people are always concerned about end times and all time, they better be worried about now times. And that's what Paul is saying. Know the word of God for yourself, and you won't be able to predict when the end times are, but you'll know that there are certain things that have to happen before there can be an end time. If I told you today the world's going to end at 12 o'clock. Oh, that's Brother Sneed, our family church school teacher, deacon at Resurrection. R.E. Paul said, I don't care who he is. Right. I don't care what kind of titles he got. Right. He tell you something like that, he's not telling you what's in the word of God. Right. And folks, all Paul was trying to tell the church at Thessalonica and the people in church and at the Rock campus and all over the world that if it's not in the word of God, don't you believe it? Right. And if it's in the word of God, You better believe it to the point that no devil in hell can tell you a lie that will change your mind.
Amen.
Deacon Newsom, they don't get me. You know why I know they don't? Because they said amen. They said amen, that means it is so. Let me tell you, if it's so, let's get to work then. If it's really so, let's take this Bible and let it become the focus, the very thing that becomes the instructions before leaving earth. That it is the owner's manual, and I'm only going to operate within the guidelines of the owner's manual. I'm not going to be a shade tree wordologist. I'm not going to add anything to the gospel that's not there. Because that's exactly what they were doing. And Paul was fighting mad. He didn't like this. He said, the prophets and the prophetess, they've run up to you uttering a word of prophecy. Oh, the Jesus has already come back. I know because he came to me in a dream. Came to me in a vision. He showed it to me. Paul says, don't believe him. Or they come and tell you, says, wait a minute. Got a letter here from Paul. Paul said, you reading the letter I wrote you. Don't you believe them. Because if it's contrary to that which I've already instructed, you count those folk a heretic and you move on. It is an error. And we live in a time now that everybody's so interested in the end times, but they act like it's never going to come.
Amen.
Do you realize the end time is a time of judgment? Ain't no nothing pretty about it. Y'all think it's going to be fun running around with the Antichrist? Oh, see. Well, you can tell this is Clarice. You see, our work is paid off. See, they weren't going to buy into that. You know, fun is it? We don't know what it's going to be. We imagine it'll be bad, but we ain't going to be there. You know why? Because the Word of God already told us we'll be gone. Those of us in the church, anybody worried about the tribulation, you better worry about salvation. Because you ain't going to be around. Paul was clear in his scriptures, we go, that the church, that the sound of the trump and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those that are dead will get up. They'll be joined one-to-one correlation with the spirits that are following Christ from heaven. And we shall be caught up. That is the church. And then the tribulation begins. So Paul says, for somebody to be telling you that it's the end times now, That ain't true. That's an error. And he says, you, church, ought to be correct in error. Silence. Verse 3, because they think I'm on a trip this morning. They think I ain't had enough light. That's what it is. Verse 3 says what?
Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come falling away first, and that
this particular scripture right here, this verse 3, you can take it and run any end time doubter off the face of the earth. Because he says, I'll give you just two things. Now, for those of us who matriculated through basic doctrine, we know there's more than even two. But Paul said, you can take these two things right here. If they don't happen, Jesus ain't coming back. If they didn't happen, Jesus didn't come back. Just two things. Verse 3. Y'all don't believe me. Let's see what it is. I see some doubters shaking their head that I don't see how you got that. He said, first of all, that day won't come except there be a what? Falling away first. Said, number one, there's got to be a falling away. And guess what? Boogity, 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 Linda. They went down that road. They said, we got him now. Oh, yes, sir. He's coming back. Matter of fact, the falling away is already, because ever since Jesus left there has been a falling away. You know why? Because people will not adhere to sound doctrine. People won't do church the way church used to do, way the church should be done. The orthodoxy of Christianity has been greatly diminished by folk who want to change things. You've been falling away. And you've gotten further away from the gospel now. You've got churches calling themselves Christians, brother, that you're not allowed to say the name of Jesus in it. Wait, Christian? Wait a minute, isn't that Christ? I mean, we've been educated beyond our own ignorance. We are caught up in fakeness and falseness and in the sake of doing things newly. And don't tell me, oh, Brother Snead, you just caught in that warp of doing things old way. Oh, no. I'm probably one of the most progressive people you've ever seen because I'm a thinker. I think about stuff. But let me tell you what, you can't do everything you think about. You think the heart is desperately wicked. Your mind will mess you up. That's why Jesus says that you need to have your mind not conform to the world. That, you know, Paul says over in the Philippians 2, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Because if you don't have the mind of Christ, your mind will think any kind of thing. And it ain't necessarily pure. It's not necessarily right. And it definitely ain't righteous. Your mind is dangerous, folk. And Paul here says, don't you let people come telling you stuff that ain't the gospel, that ain't in the word. But you have to study the word to know that it's not in the word. I shared with y'all last week about my movie experience. Or was it my basic doctrine class? I don't know. I'm just so confused now. You know, how Medea messed up them scriptures. And people got the nerve to say, amen. Scriptures be way out here. They be gone. But everybody's saying, amen. You know why? Because they don't know. They don't know. My dear, you messing that up. You know, why don't you just keep that to yourself? He says, if they tell you anything that I have not taught you, that's not in the Word of God, you need to get in the Word of God, you need to stay in the Word of God for yourself, and stop letting people distract you from the Word of God. We've got a society that we think that the Word of God is less important than other things of this world. Oh, very powerful lesson on 1100 K-Drive the other day. I think it was Jeremiah preaching about, you know, we get tied into everything in this world except the Word of God. We have time for everything and everybody except God. Amen. We push God out of the way. Hey, got to go to soccer practice. Got to go to gym. I ain't telling what I heard. I'm telling what I know. Folks been brought up in the church all their life, and all of a sudden, there are things more important outside of church than there are in church. As a matter of fact, Pastor Cobb, you should not have left. I had this one just for you. People talk youth ministry and all this emphasis on youth ministry. Well, wait a minute. What about adult ministry? Now, let me tell you what I mean. Because adults have children. Children don't have adults. Most children don't drive. All right. That should never be. That should be the biggest one. You got a 10,000 member church, 7,000 of them should be cheering. So you tell me what the problem is. It's all right for you to come, but don't bring your children.
All right.
Amen. I'll miss the day because I got to go with the child. What if God says, you know what? I tell you what, I can't got time for blessings today. I'm going to just, you know, I got to go play softball. Got to go watch TV. Folk, y'all know I'm right. Paul had the same problem in the first century as we're having right now. And that is people not knowing the word, letting people tell them anything. And see, the boy, before I go there, just go to verse 4, because y'all ain't go there. But before you go there, there's got to be a falling away, and the son of perdition will be revealed. See, until the Antichrist is revealed, there can be no tribulation. Y'all didn't hear me? Oh, come on, some of y'all 2 days older than dirt. Come on, y'all remember how many, come on, y'all remember how they've ever prophesied how many times the world was going to end and all of that? Oh, and all you got to do is just look at what has happened. Okay? If the Palestinians have not gathered over there in Israel, tribulation ain't about to start. Because the word of God is clear. It's not going to start until they gather there. Paul here says, until there has been a complete falling away, an apostasy. Now, just because times are bad now, times are always bad. We say the same thing. We talk about children ministry every generation. But like I still said again, children don't have adults. Adults have children. Children don't drive, so you drive them. And as a matter of fact, if they're old enough to drive and they're driving your car anywhere else other than church, it is wrong, including in my house. I ain't scared of y'all. The truth is the truth. Come on, guys. It's out of love. And see, when we start talking about this falling away, how can you talk about something that's being bad when you're not being exposing them to that which is good? We're talking about, you know what? Children don't seem to talk to one another anymore because they're not put in an environment where they're required to talk. Oh, you know I'm right. I know it. See, I Sister Mills over here holler. You know why? Because she knows one thing. The reason why we can stand before an audience of folk without trembling and intimidation is that we grew up in the church doing it.
All right.
I was talking about little Easter speeches. But that's not good enough anymore. Those are skills. And let me tell you one thing, folks. If you can articulate this English language, Spanish language, if you can have any kind of coherent idea and express it, people will at least think you smart. And therefore will pour into your bosom. The church the world does not care if your kids are educated. I am here to tell you, because we're living in the end times. The less you know, the more you can be. The less you know, the more you can be fooled. That's why the news media and all this is all messed up now. And you've never seen it like this before. But it ain't the end time. And don't come here talking about who's the Antichrist. We're going to find out who he is. But he says when he's revealed, that's a sign. Two things there. Falling away, general, and it can't be. Falling away is over time, decades. It's not a momentary thing. When they talk about people don't go to church the way they used to, how sad. Because I'm trying to figure out what they do on Sunday. I ain't encouraging, but take a Sunday off. Tell me what you do. What's important about Sunday? I'd rather be with my brothers and sisters, giving praise and honor to God who has blessed me for 6 consecutive days. And not that I love y'all that much, I just love the Lord that much. You see? But folk, they stay away. And so now when something happens, they can easily be deceived. Let me show you. Verse 4.
who upholdeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
There's no temple right now built. And you can move the capital to wherever you want to. The Word of God is clear about the status of Jerusalem, where it's going to be. There's nobody sitting on a throne there proclaiming to be God. You ain't got the word. The world ain't going, Jesus ain't coming today because he ain't sitting there today. They could do it in a twinkling of an eye because things happen quick, you know. But the issue is, it hasn't happened. It didn't happen yesterday. So therefore, he did not come. Because those two things haven't happened. There's one that's going to come. He's going to exalt himself. He's going to say, I can solve all your problems. There's going to be this one world order, one world economic system. Sound familiar? Oh, yeah. When Daddy Bush said that, they go, ooh, he must be from the secret society. He's the Antichrist and all that. Shut up! When the Antichrist comes, let me guarantee you one thing. All of you who are left behind will know it's the Antichrist. I don't ever hope to meet him. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be one of those in that band of angels. See, when the battle of Armageddon starts, I'm going to say, Lord, you said the battle is not ours, it's yours. You got it. I don't ever hope to meet him. But here's the issue. He's going to be there. He'll be very distinct. He's going to be showing himself that he's God. He's going to be puffing himself up as God. Oh, by the way, for those of you in basic doctrine, take copious note. This is lesson 11. So you can, this is it. Okay, remember, ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. You know what, folks? I spent all these years teaching this in basic doctrine. This ain't new to y'all. Then why do we keep getting ourselves deceived? Why do I keep hearing stuff spewed out in your small group sessions or the result of some conversation that has happened? Nick, they come back and they tell me, so-and-so said such a, wait a minute, where'd you get that from? Did you correct it? Correct it on the spot. In 103, we used to use a textbook called Say It With Love. Anybody remember? Great book. Say it with love. But you got to correct it. You can't have people out believing stuff. They calling themselves saved. They call themselves Christians. And they believe stuff that is of the devil. It just should not happen. You should know. You should recognize the signs and the times. Yes. And it is happening. Because Jesus is on his way. But in his time, when he thinks it's right, when y'all done everything that you can do, and now you have, so you can say, see, because really, if you thought about it, he came when man had done all his sinning. Jesus had to come to earth as a baby, as a man, after y'all had committed every sin that was possible. There was no more sinning. There was no new category of sin. So when y'all think your little babies, oh, they just have such challenges that we don't have. There ain't no sin that is not known amongst men. Men have been sinning ever since the garden. They are creative in their sin. They find way to be freakish and foolish. Men are sinners. So, and you surprised, you sitting there surprised. Oh my goodness, I can't believe people are getting that. People are getting terrible. People have been terrible, folks. Now we know that what withholdeth that he might be revealed in time. Let me tell you that verse right there. It says, the devil, this Antichrist, is not going to be revealed because he's been restrained right now. So in other words, God's got this thing, folks. So all those end time prophets and they putting out all these prophetic Bibles about what the end time is going to be. Let me tell you one thing. I know what the end time is. When it is, does not matter. Because the most of the stuff that they're concerned with, it's not going to happen to me. I'm in the church. I'm a part of the body of Christ. The universal body of Christ. I ain't talking about resurrection Baptist church. I'm talking about the universal body of Christ. All baptized believers will be caught up and we will not have to deal with this. So why are you so interested in the tribulation? It's not going to affect you. And know one thing, that God is holding the Antichrist back. He's being restrained. There ain't nothing he could do if he wanted to show up now. So stop naming folk as anti. Do you realize how many folk have been called the Antichrist? Hitler, Saddam Hussein, the Pope, Bill Clinton, George Bush. And now they want to attribute it to Donald Trump. Because, come on, folk. Come on now. Don't let your social and political persuasions affect your good biblical judgment. Because you'll believe that. Because there are some things going to happen during this administration and the administrations to come that'll make you think, oh, this is end time. Oh, this is it. I'm telling you, all you got to do is turn on the television. You say, I call my father, Dad, do you believe this? We're lying. Because we know one thing. It ain't end times. It's tough times. But just because you're being persecuted, just because you're being negatively affected, does not mean that Jesus has come back. And that tribulation. Jesus ain't coming back for the tribulation anyway. Jesus is coming back after the tribulation. And matter of fact, you notice nobody ever says when things are really good, the market was hot. You remember, come here, the market got hot. Ooh, future retirees started dancing in the aisle. Oh, how I got over, you know. But guess what? That's how the tribulation starts. The first 3.5 years are going to be glorious time. Peace. You're going to have a guy up there that's slick. He can talk. He can bring people together, people from all different backgrounds. He will bring them together. He's got this one world order, this one world economic system. Poverty is at a minimum. It's just a good old time. But the next 3.5 years is pure havoc. The Antichrist is truly revealed as to who he really is. An Antichrist is anti-God, period. And it is a person. The Bible says it is a person. But that person has not yet been revealed. And when he will, when he's revealed, if you're around, you just simply say, Deacon Sneed told me so. All right. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Verse 6 introduces the idea that God got this thing. He's restraining him. And he says, he's not only got this thing, he can deal with the Antichrist. He's the only one that can. See, you're worrying about somebody that you don't want to even run into. You don't ever on your best day, you don't want to run into the Antichrist. On your best day, trust me. But on his best day, he don't want to run into Jesus Christ. Oh, the scripture pretty tells me. Matter of fact, further down, it'll tell you that. Read verses 8 and 9 for me, just so that we can conclude our lesson today.
And it shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
See, y'all thought I was kidding. See, I know. I looked at some of the faces. I'll tell you, I looked at the face, they said, man, come on, man, please. If God's got this thing, then they're serious. All I was doing was the Bible. Because like I said, the only thing I'm going to tell you was in the Bible. He says it right here. When he comes back, he's going to consume with what? What? Say it loud. Spirit of what?
His mouth.
That's his word, folk. You know why? Because he is his word. Y'all don't hear me. Jesus shall consume. When he comes back, y'all think it's going to be rockets going off and M16 shooting and all that? He just going to speak. And the Antichrist is gone. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Oh, hallelujah. Wait a minute. But then it blows my mind further, David. You know what he says? He says, not only is he going to speak, he's going to come. And his very appearance will evaporate the Antichrist. Y'all don't hear me. You guys, wait a minute. You got to read this stuff. You're worried about something that you don't have to worry about. God's got this. And what he says, I've always had it. From the day you've accepted and trusted me, I've had your best interest. Yes. I will always have your best interest. Old times, new times, end times. I got you back. Oh, there's just some powerful scripture here today. So you know what? You ain't got to go and try to invent anything and get deep. People write all these prophetic books and all that, you know, lost and gone and all that. Hey, let me tell you. Hey, I just read this one. I'm a cheapie. Hey, Rob, you know what? Hey, I want a fixed income now. I can't be buying all the books. I just read the good book. Whoa! I'm crazy, but I ain't lost. I'm crazy. But I know this word, and I know that I'm not going to be blown, tossed to and fro by any type of doctrine, by every jackleg that gets up and says something. He told you about how they're going to come. They're going to come with lying wonders. Yes. Y'all read the scripture? Yes. You know what lying wonders is? Is that people will come and lie for no reason. Yes. Now, I'm telling you, don't go too far. Don't go too far. Don't go too far. I realize we have some liars in our midst, in our nation today, but guess what? They're not the lying wonders that makes them the Antichrist. But it gives us some preparation for that which is to come. So that when you do see, when men and women, Sunday school teachers, small group leaders can stand up, Celie, and declare, the gospel is new. You need to hear this gospel. Or the gospel is not as pertinent or not as relevant as it once was. We got people saying that, building big ministries on what I call gospel light. Or no gospel at all. But the issue is, you can get caught up in that. And that's what the following verses tells us, is that people who've been going to church all their life, they maybe have just been going to church. Because say, folk, you need to have a thirst for the word. Don't tell me you say, but nah, I read the Bible every now and then. That's just like a man saying, yeah, I really love food, but I eat it every now and then. Folk, if you don't take the nourishment of the word, you'll die spiritually. Amen. If you don't take of sustenance, you'll be weak. Yes. You can take a guy who's lifting 400 pounds a day and don't let him eat for 40 days. I'll wear him out. True. I mean, you weightlifters and runners and stuff, you gotta eat. I mean, you ain't just gonna exercise and not eat. You've got to eat. So in eating, the only thing that the spirit man or the spirit woman in you partakes is the word of God. That's how you feed your spirit. And you've got to do it. And if you don't do it, he says, and with all deceivableness, that's deceit, of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, somebody, in case somebody misquotes me, let us read it together. And for this cause, God shall send them
strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Some of the lies that are being perpetrated right now, God is just turning you guys over to it. Okay, you want to believe the lie? Believe it. Because that's exactly what's going to happen in the end times. There's going to come a time, that's why you need to work while it is still light. Because there's going to come a time you won't know who to believe. Honestly, just think about something. You know what, guys? Don't go, because I know somebody's going to quote me wrong. Deacon Sneed said there's confusion in the church. Yes, there is. That there is confusion. I tell you there's confusion. You know why there's confusion? Anytime somebody don't understand something, that's confusion. Would y'all agree with me? Now, we are all, when we leave here this morning, we are all going to assemble in room 205 over there. All of us, every man and woman in here, we're going to go to 205. Now, if I left that at that, when we left this room, where would you guys go? Now, you know what? If somebody come out there and said, it's 203. Oh, no, it's going to be in the fellowship hall. No, it's going to be in the choir stand. No, it's going to, that's confusion, folk, and it needs to stop. Let there be one voice. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm so sick and tired of this misinformation. Yes. If you got something to say, say it. Yes. And say it right, because God is not an author of confusion. That's the devil. Yes. But in the end times, he will turn you all over to your delirious self. So if that's a whole bunch of delusion, maybe we missed the rapture, you know. Maybe all of us just missed it. Maybe the tribulation is upon us. But maybe it's me. It's just me. But did y'all read verse 11? He says, you wouldn't accept the truth. When Deacon Sneed was over there teaching his heart out every Sunday morning, they laughed at him. Old fashioned, you know, four-eyed, bald head, can't hear, can't see, can't get us out on time. You know, he ain't up with the times and all of that. Times? Up with the times? There ain't nothing new. If it ain't in the Word of God, I don't want to know it. If it's not, that's what I said. If it ain't in the Word, I don't want to know it. Because there ain't nothing that is not in the Word that you and I need to deal with. There's nothing. There's not. Everything we need is in the Word. Everything we need, from how to run our homes to how to run our businesses, is in the Word of God. Y'all want to fool me? To how to find a wife. They're talking about there ain't much on dating here. You better read the Word. You better read Song of Solomon. See, here people be saying stuff because they heard their grandmama say that. You ought to get this Word for yourself. They heard somebody else. They heard, you know, the illegal Bible scholars. Potentates tell them, don't text me because I ain't going to answer. Because I'm going to have the same problem that Paul had here. Paul says, they forged this letter. They typed, because, you know, there wasn't no signature in those days. Paul saying, this letter is counterfeit. Don't you believe them. And if you read something and say, well, maybe I heard this wrong. I used to all the time, you know. They called Sister Kendall, and Sister Kendall would call me and say, somebody said such and such, such, such. Now, I know better. I told them such and such, such, such. And I said, send them to me. That's distractors. It is not my interest to fool you, to deceive you. I'm not a deceiver. Those lying wonders that he's talking about in verse 9 that I didn't cover, that I probably maybe should cover, because there are people out there that just lie just to be lying. There are people who lie. They tell you a lie. They rather tell you the lie than tell you the truth. They have the truth. They have done the right thing, and they'll tell a lie about it.
You don't even be asking for the light. You be sitting there saying, nearer, my God, to thee. And they come up with a lie. You got folk all over television just lying to folk. Miracle workers. And as a matter of fact, maybe we should have gone over that scripture, because there will be people who come and saying that they are miracle workers. Folk, let me tell you what a miracle is. A miracle is work clothes for God. Miracles are the clothes that God wears to work every day. They're miracles to you, they ain't miracles to him. It's just God doing what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it. And you fall out saying it's a miracle. And somebody comes and saying that they can work miracles, but guess what? The word of God says that's a sign that maybe the end times are coming. You're gonna have more and more folk talking about they can work miracles. More and more folk that are going to try and deceive you. But he says about the lying wonders, you ain't got to worry about the lying wonders. You got to worry about the slick guys, the guys who package it real nice. Guys who, your favorite dish is a steak, serving on a nasty garbage can lid. Because that's what they do. Something good in there, but that presentation that goes with it, that truth is now being contaminated. That steak is now being contaminated by that dirty lid. Know the word of God for yourself. Paul just gave us two examples, but there are many. Those covenants have to be fulfilled. There's got to be a gathering of the Jews in Jerusalem. And finally, Jesus the Christ will sit on the throne in that temple for 1,000 years. That's the last fulfillment of the testament, of the covenant rather, in which he promised them over there in Samuel that a king would be on that throne and would reign for 1,000 years. So as long as that ain't happened, you ain't got to worry about end times. Don't worry. You guys are safe. Rapture hasn't happened yet. Matter of fact, there's some days, you know, I get to looking around. I get to walking around, Bernstein, and there ain't nobody but me. When I get in them spots where I don't see nobody but me, first thing I say, oh, Lord, I done missed the rapture. See y'all next week.